Hello and welcome to the DeMartini Show. It's an educational opportunity with the purpose of guiding you to greater life empowerment. The show is hosted by Dr. John DeMartini. He's a human behavior expert, an internationally published author, and a global educator with over 5 decades of research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Dr. DeMartini is on a mission to help you master your mind and live a truly fulfilled life. Each week, he shares insights into human behavior that can help you to have a deeper understanding of yourself and others, while also giving you practical tools that can help you to expand your power, your influence, and your inspiration. If you would love to stop subordinating to what others think that you should be doing, and instead start living your own authentic life, defined from within, then in this episode, Dr. DeMartini shares insights that will help you to awaken greater authenticity, clarity, and vitality. Before we start, just know that if you'd love to have access to the links or show notes from this episode, that you can find them in the episode description. And if you're new here, be sure to follow the DeMartini Show so that you never miss a new episode. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode, Defining Life on Your Own Terms. Enjoy.
I'm Dr. John DeMartini. You have the option in your life to take command of your life and kind of create it on your own terms, or to subordinate to outer authorities and inject the values of other people and trying to conform and fit in. And, you may, as a result of that, diminish the fulfillment you have because you're basically living by duty, not design. I'd much rather live by design and organize my life by priority and do it in a way that serves other people but doesn't sacrifice to other people. There's a difference. You know, you can go through life and you can minimize yourself and exaggerate others, and then inject their values, and then try to live in their values. And Ralph Waldo Emerson said, envy is ignorance and imitation is suicide. And you compare yourself to the Joneses, and then you end up doing things that aren't really truly meaningful to you. You can basically compare yourself to other people and think, well, I should have this, I need to have that. Anytime you hear yourself saying the imperatives, I got to have that, I have to do this, I must do that, I should do this, ought to do that, supposed to do this, need to do that, you can almost guarantee that you've injected some outer authority. Freud called that the superego, the internalization of an outer authority's values into your life, creating a confusion and cloudiness compared to your own clear hierarchy of values and your highest value, which is your telos, which is the thing that really calls you into action. You lighten yourself up if you do that. But few people give themselves permission to actually live as an unborrowed visionary, not borrowing the visions of other people's shoulds, but actually being true to themselves. And I'd rather have the whole world against me than my own soul. You know, your soul or state of unconditional love or the real you or the authentic you or the essence of being or whatever name you want to give it. This is the one that is you. And giving yourself permission to be you is what the world sometimes doesn't want you to. They want you to fit in, not stand out. And yet the truth is you want to be loved for who you are. And who you are is an expression of what you value most. And if you don't identify what you value most and live accordingly, you're probably going to subordinate. I always say that in any area of your life you don't empower, other people are going to overpower you. If you don't empower yourself intellectually, you'll be told what to think. If you don't empower yourself in business, you'll be told what to do. If you don't empower yourself in finance, you'll be told what you're worth. If you don't empower yourself in relationships, you'll be doing honey-do things around the house that's not inspiring. If you don't empower yourself socially, you'll be probably taking in and inculcating the social media misinformation campaigns you're surrounded by. If you don't empower yourself physically, you'll be told what drugs to take and organs to remove. If you don't empower yourself spiritually, you'll probably subordinate to some geocentric, anthropomorphic, antiquated, monoglottal religious construct of God. In the process of doing that, you'll hold yourself back, probably, compared to what your real potential is. You won't actualize your potential. You'll just kind of live relatively potentialed because you're trying to please all those people that are the authorities that you've subordinated to. And you can't. You can't live. In fact, you will create a chronic fatigue syndrome trying, a distracted mind. Anytime you're not focused on what's really in priority, you end up in distractions. And distractions are the impulses, immediate gratifying impulses and instincts of seeking and avoiding filias and phobias, fantasies and nightmares. And these pleasure and pain seeking and avoiding mechanisms are distractions. The Stoics warned against that. The great teachers and philosophers knew better. And it's a matter of where do you want to play? Do you want to stay in a state of equanimity, be yourself, or a state of inequity and constantly be distracted by seeking avoiding mechanisms? You know, all your life you've been bombarded by people telling you you should do this, you ought to do that. You're surrounded by people that do that. And I just have some fun with them. I just say, according to who? They say, you should do this. According to who? Well, you ought to be doing this. According to who? And they stop and they reflect and they go, are you my authority? Or the people that you've subordinated to, or me, are they my authority? Well, many people subordinate to a text, a book, or a religious text or something, or some political movement, or some hero, or some guru, or whatever, and they don't stop and think for themselves. And it's maybe wise to stop and reflect and realize that whatever you see in those people out there, you have inside yourself, you're not missing it, and you have whatever you perceive is missing, and you're fulfilled. And give yourself permission to stand on your own two feet and decide for yourself. Most people are afraid to. They offload their decisions to other people and subordinate to their needs. And, you know, they're afraid of peeing people off, excuse the expression. Don't confuse sacrificing yourself for others as serving them. Better to serve them, to have sustainable, fair exchange between you and other people. You know, not trying to get something for nothing or give something for nothing, but just be yourself and do it in a way that inspires and fulfills other people. But you're not going to please everyone. You're going to have people like and dislike you. You know, if you go around trying to please everybody, you'll find that's futile. And you try to live in other people's values, it's futile. You can't sustain it.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track, and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life-transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now, let's continue with this episode.
Almost anybody's been been an infatuation moment where you were really enamored with somebody and you tried to live in their values for fear of losing them. And then you sacrifice what was important and you eventually build up some resentment because you want your life back. So don't give away your life by infatuations, and don't project your life onto others and try to take their life by resentments. Learn to love. You know, love is an embracing of the two sides of yourself and the two sides of others and the realization that we're reflections. We're in a self-reflective universe in that respect. So if you sit there and you're basically subordinating to outer influences and not giving yourself permission. You know, as Einstein has said, my contempt for authority is what made me one. I think that's what made him Einstein. I'd rather be first at being me than second at being somebody else. So don't try to be somebody you're not. The magnificence of who you are is far greater than any fantasies you'll impose on yourself. And giving yourself permission to be your authentic self is where it's at. You want to be loved for that. For both sides, the hero, the villain, the saint, the sinner, all the positives, negatives, the supportive, the challenging, the peace, the war, everything that you're going to face in your life, you want to be loved for all of it. Because if you're trying to live in some moral hypocrisy and get rid of half of your life, you'll never love yourself. So allow yourself to be yourself in a world that doesn't want you to. And watch what happens. You'll empower yourself. And the very people that first will say, you should, you ought to do this, turn around and respect you. And then you gain respect and love for being yourself because they deeply inside want to do the same. And so at first they may ridicule you, violently oppose you, and condemn you. But eventually they appreciate you walking a path of an authority yourself, your own author of your own destiny. Be captain of your ship and master of your own fate. That's the best way to do it. That's one of the things I teach in the Breakthrough Experience and do my DeMartini method. All that, the whole purpose of that is to master your life and to give yourself permission to be you. So in a world that doesn't want you to be you.
Well, that was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. And if you'd love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then follow the DeMartini Show now so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to the website drdemartini.com. You'll find loads of valuable information on the blog and free training that you'll be able to access under the Learn tab, which is on the homepage of the website. If you'd love to speak to a member of the DeMartini team, then use the online chat function on the website. We'd love to get to know you and to understand what you'd love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. Just a reminder, if you're ready to take action and transform your life today, if you're ready to do the work, then join Dr. John DeMartini at his weekend seminar, The Breakthrough Experience. To find out more about the program, go to demartini.fm/seminar. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused on your goals and dreams and stay inspired.